880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got an awesome show for you today. We're going to start out with Ron Book, a big-time lobbyist here in South Florida. We're going to talk about the state of the state in the state of Florida. We'll talk about all the things that went on in the legislature and what's happening here in the state of Florida and how it impacts your small business. Then we're going to talk to Larry Zinn. He's the general manager of Warren Henry Infinity. But beyond that, he's my buddy that knows more about cars than anybody I know. And he just gave me my brand new Fisker pen. And you'll say, what's Fisker? Well, if you listen, you'll find out. Then we'll have a UHealth guest, Josh Hare, MD. He's the guy that makes sure that the stem cells are growing over there. And you say, well, who cares about that? Anybody with an illness cares, because Josh will tell you how stem cells can make you feel better. And then we'll have Dr. Victor Franks. We're going to talk to him about his reboot camp. And he better hurry on in here, because he's leaving town next week. This will be our last in-studio show with Victor Franks for the season. Lolly Green, MSW, will have her Positive Energy Minute, and I'll have some comments on some topical issues at the end of the show to fire you up. This week, we'll talk about the high cost of healthcare, how innovation will lead America back, and I've got a couple of other good ones up my sleeve. And now, what I'd like to do, usually we do a little email, but what I'm going to do is, yeah, let's do some emails. Juan, give me the email.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
Yeah, all right. And there was the delay because Dr. Victor Franks was walking in. He's now officially on the scene. We've got Colin from Brickle. He writes, I recently moved overseas, and I'm thrilled to get your flyers and listen to the show. Good work. Keep it up. Thanks, Colin. We hope you come back to Miami real soon, bud. Joel in Miami writes, I'm so glad you're replaying the stem cell guy. I find it hard to believe that they can really do all of that. Joel, yeah, I think it's really cool, too. Sometimes I close my eyes, and I just can't imagine the fact that in a couple of hundred years, we'll be able to live basically as long as science will allow us. That'll bring up all kinds of social questions, a topic for another day. Lauren in Miami writes, how's the commercial market doing these days? Well, Lauren, actually, the commercial market is picking up. I've got a lot of friends going out to Las Vegas for the shopping center convention. We'll have an episode on the shopping center convention afterwards, sometime early June. We also have an incredibly hot real estate market in the multifamily and condo market. And it's me. I forgot to turn off my cell phone. I just did, but hey, I'm only human. I know you guys don't always believe it, but I really am. So the commercial real estate market is heating up. Why, you say? Because there's financing available. The banks are back, and they're back with a vengeance, and you can get a commercial real estate loan from a bank or from the commercial mortgage-backed securities people. They're out there. They're giving loans. They're not giving loans as high as they used to on a loan amount basis. What does that mean? That means prices are a little bit depressed still, because you still need more equity. And to get your yield all right, you just have to have that debt and equity balanced out. And it's just a little more equity, meaning prices are a little lower right now. But it is time to start your real estate transactions. Put your antennas up. We're getting calls on 305-854-5000, extension 222, and we're giving people debt and equity. Steve from Fort Lauderdale, I'm a developer. I need some sites to build on and some equity to build on them with. Can you help? Well, Steve, I can. It depends on what you want to build and where you want to build it. The coastal high-rise apartment and condo market's already basically over. If you want to build some good, solid apartments, I don't know if you'll find a seller that's got land that you can afford to build apartments on. But I can tell you this, it would be a great opportunity, and I would love to work with you. So give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. George in Miami writes, hey, ask Larry his thoughts about the Google car. I read about it in the Wall Street Journal and how they said that we should focus on new technologies like that Facebook's passe. All right, we'll ask Larry what he thinks about that car, and I'm also going to ask him about that rocket ship I saw the last time I was over there at Warren Henry Infinity. I don't know what that was. It's a Fisker, right? Yeah, he's nodding. That's a Fisker, Jim. That's why I gave you the pen. Okay. Celeste on Brickell, is the condo market really back? Yes, it is, Celeste. Find out what your neighbors paid for their condo. You'll see the prices are going up and up and up. However, they're not up high enough to make sense for rental yet. So it's really, really crazy what's going on out there. Condos coming back. It's coming back with a lot of equity. And then there'll be some rental apartments as well. Adam in Miami, are you going to the ICSE convention in Las Vegas? Actually, Adam, I've got my partners going out to Las Vegas. I'm involved in a bunch of closings in the next couple of weeks, and I can't really go. And then he asks, what do you look for in a partner? I'll tell you what we look for in a partner. We look for somebody who knows what they're doing, who has deal flow, who can bring a little bit of equity and a lot of knowledge to the table. We can bring the capital they need. And if I can help you, give me a call, 305-854-5000. Ira in Los Angeles. I see all these great buying opportunities, but I need cash to take advantage. Can you help? Ira, not in Los Angeles. But thanks for listening on the web. I really do appreciate it. Walter, the summer is coming. It's the slow season. Miami sleeps. Not anymore, Walter. I got 1 minute left, Juan. All right, you know what, Juan? We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come right back with Larry Zinn from Warren Henry Infinity. We're going to talk autos. Stick with us. This is going to be terrific.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back with more Freed on Business, and we have got my favorite auto dude here. Larry Zinn is here. Larry, welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim. A pleasure to be back.
Hey, I really enjoy the pen, even though Johnny didn't give it back yet. What are you doing with that, Johnny? Are you tweeting my pen?
Yeah, I'm taking pictures of it, get it out there.
Excellent. We got to get that brand out there for Larry. Now, Larry, we have one guy email us earlier about the Google car. I really guess that really the question is, what's going on with automobiles and innovation, and you're seeing these cars that park themselves. I mean, what's coming up? I mean, how fast is this coming?
Well, if you read that article this morning, they actually talked about total automation in the vehicles, where like the Google car that's driving itself all through cities and everything else. That's pretty interesting. I guess 4 years ago, that car couldn't even make it through a parking lot.
Right.
Now it's driving around cities on its own, taking pictures everywhere. I'm sure some of us have seen them out there.
Yeah.
But we're seeing actual pieces of those technologies come into cars now. Infiniti just came out with this car, the JX. When you back the car up, if someone was to come up behind you, the car will actually stop on its own, so you don't back into whatever came up behind you if you don't see it.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, really neat technology. The Volvos will actually stop themselves between 2 and 19 miles per hour. So if you're not paying attention or text messaging while you're driving,
oh, not text recommended, messaging, yes.
Not recommended. The car will actually stop on its own.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, when I was over at your dealership the other day, I was looking at that spaceship car that you had over there. You let me sit in it. I wasn't lucky enough for you to let me actually drive it, but I'm saying that now, so maybe we'll next time. That was the Fisker. Tell me a little bit about the Fisker, because that's a pretty cool car. It must stop everybody whenever you drive it.
Well, it is the world's first luxury plug-in electric hybrid. The car will go 50 miles without any gas whatsoever, and an additional 250 miles with the gas engine. It's always powered at the wheels by the electric motor, but they call it an electric vehicle with extended range. So with a fully electric car, you may have to stop after 200 miles and charge for 10 hours. With this car, you could continue moving with a full tank of gas.
Wow, that's just awesome. And you know, I've seen gas prices kind of spike and then came down. It was all freaky that it would be $5 gas this summer and everybody would want to be driving a safe car. It looks like that won't happen, hopefully. But, you know, gas mileage is an issue that people are conscious of. You guys have a whole array of different cars. Are you seeing that people are focused on mileage or are they focused on power? What is coming up and what is going on in cars today?
Well, a lot of our customers are focused on mileage. The thing is, many of them do need larger vehicles that don't get, you know, the best gas mileage. So there are still those people that have a need for those vehicles. The interesting thing now is seeing where all the technologies are going. Some of the brands we have are going fully electric in the next few years with some of their cars. Others are going the plug-in electric hybrid route. And many of them are exploring natural gas. And hopefully in the future, hydrogen, if we could get the infrastructure together.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Well, if they're going to run electricity and they're going to run natural gas, then you would expect them to also be able to get hydrogen. Why can't we get all three installed kind of parallel?
Well, I think it's just going to be a matter of which technology wins it out. You know, it's like the, Blu-ray and whichever other technology was out a few years ago. Nobody remembers that one, but...
Yeah, right. We really don't. So what do you think is going to win out, Larry? I mean, you have all the different cars. What gives the best performance today and what has the best technology coming down the line?
Well, I think the plug-in electric hybrid model is the best model right now because the infrastructure exists. You still can go to a gas station if need be, and you're starting to see more plug-in stations everywhere. We're starting to see them around shopping malls. They're going to be installed by hotels and motels. So I think that's going to be... At least for the foreseeable future, the best way to go.
The hybrid with the plug-in.
That's correct.
Not fully electric.
Okay. The range just isn't there yet. People get range anxiety.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll bet when you're at 45 miles an hour, and you've been, 45 minutes in the car, 45 miles, it starts to blink. You start to freak out and wonder, where's the next plug? I mean, where's the, I could just imagine that soon the roadways will start looking like our airports with everybody sitting next to a plug.
Yep.
Now, other technologies, GPS. GPS must be very integrated into this whole new driving thing and safety. What's the new things with GPS that are going on?
Well, many of the cars now have voice-activated GPS. In some of the cars, like the new Infiniti JX, you can actually talk to a live personal assistant who you tell him where you want to go, and they'll download that information wirelessly to your car. So I can talk to my personal assistant, tell him I want to go somewhere in Orlando. He'll say, no problem, I'm going to get directions for you, and download it to the car.
Wow, that's what my personal assistant's supposed to do.
Well, next time around.
Now, Larry, you've been a great guest. You're terrific on all the automobile stuff. I've got my email today, so I know that Infiniti's running a big special program and promotion. Me and Vivian are going to go over probably next week because we have family in this week, so Memorial Day is our week. But what do you have going on, and what do you think is probably the best way to connect with you guys? Is it Twitter, Facebook, telephone, walking in?
Well, you can reach us on Facebook at our Warren Henry Auto page. We also have our website, warrenhenryauto.com, which is the best way to get through any of our brands. You can email us and contact us through there. Otherwise, you can always call us at 305-654-3900.
Larry Zinn, our automotive expert. I look forward to your next appearance on the show. We'll have you back real soon. And not bad for a guy who went to college just to learn about the auto industry.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure being here.
You're the best, Larry. Look forward to having you back. We'll be right back after this short break with Ron Book talking about the state of the state.
Hugo
Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650. Or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back with more Freed on Business. We're going to talk politics in the state of Florida. We've got Ron Book on. Ron is the specialist in government affairs and administrative law. He's got a Juris Doctorate degree from Tulane and a bachelor's degree in political science from FIU. He was special counsel to Florida Governor Bob Graham's cabinet. He's one of the state's most influential government affairs professionals. Over the past few years, Mr. Book has raised over $25 million for various causes and candidates. We're going to talk about the state of the state. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you for inviting me back. And the torrential downpour has kept me out of your studio itself, although you and I were trying hard so that I'd be in the studio with you. Thank you for the opportunity to join you and all of your listeners.
It's my pleasure. We need to put a roof on I-95. Will you get to work on that, please?
After I get the roof on Sun Life Stadium, I'll turn my attention to I-95.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, Ron, what came out of the state capitol this year other than reapportionment? I know they were really, really involved with reapportionment, but what else happened?
Oh, my goodness. It turned out, first of all, it turned out to be a session full of a lot of drama. It will probably be recognized as a session that had opportunities to do a lot of things they didn't choose to do. That is oftentimes what happens in an election year, but it is oftentimes what happens more frequently and in a broader and grander way when you've got redistricting on the agenda, which happens, as you know, every 10 years. I mean, first of all, let's talk about the issue that everybody wanted to talk about, that I kept telling everybody that really wanted to listen before the legislative session started, but too many people were turning on tap water in our community and drinking Kool-Aid, and that's the issue of gaming. And clearly it's no secret that the expansion of casino gaming in Florida did not happen. As a firm predicted it would not happen. We never believed that the Florida House, the home of the Speaker of the House, who comes from Orlando, Florida, would have allowed that bill to get to the floor of the House. Didn't get heard on the floor of the House, didn't get heard on the floor of the Senate, although I believe the Senate would have heard it had they had any belief that the House would. I see the process for casino gaming being very distant for a period of time, probably in excess of 4 years. On the issue of what did happen that was good, almost $1 billion of additional funding in kindergarten to 12th grade funding was meaningful and significant and substantial. You talk about things that do not necessarily benefit the pure public school system, and that's some of the things that happened for charter schools and the increased funding that they got out of this session. You talk about things that were good, the additional money that was needed for the Port Dredge Project our legislative delegation produced. When you think about the fact that we started the legislative session with a potential triple-figure hit to Jackson Memorial, the governor's proposed budget probably would have hit the hospital for a number in excess of $150 million in deficit kind of funding. We left the legislative with the strength of the legislative delegation with Jackson in a plus situation, probably $35 or more million of additional funding from the state. And we've got a few things working still for Jackson Memorial. That's a plus. University of Miami, FIU did well, but then again got hurt fairly badly in the governor's vetoes. One of the big issues, two big issues that came down in the closing weeks of the session, one was prison privatization, which did not happen. The other was the parent trigger bill pushed largely by former Governor Jeb Bush and the Scott administration, which would have allowed any public school with an F grade to have 50% or more of the families in the school vote to convert to a charter, and it automatically converts to a charter. That failed on a 21-19 vote on the floor of the Florida Senate, which was a devastating blow to leadership and a tough blow to former Governor Bush as well. Budget was in excess of $70 billion, about $70.3 billion. And our legislative delegation really worked hard to bring a lot of things home to the community.
Well, Ron,
what happened?
Yeah, we've only got a couple minutes left, and I really wanted to ask a question about higher education, because we talked about K through 12, but then I read about the University of Florida cutting back on its computer science program. And with those kind of jobs where the economy's heading, it doesn't make sense. The calculus doesn't make sense, Ron.
Well, first of all, higher ed got hurt. The legislature was of the opinion that the cuts that they took in higher education would in some ways be made up with the tuition increases. They didn't really anticipate that the governor would veto the tuition increase legislation, which hurts us terribly bad. Look, I think that there's going to be a focus over the next 2 years under incoming Speaker Will Weatherford and incoming Senate President Don Gates, who has deep ties to our community. There's going to be significant focus on the higher education arena in the next go-round. I think some of the cuts that all of our universities are making, both on the public and the private side, are devastating, and they have long-term impacts. When you cut programs, when you cut research dollars, when you cut research programs, when you have things that don't allow your faculties to believe that they're going to be free to do the things that they come to major universities to do, they look elsewhere for jobs. And when you start losing some of those really high-level research professors, we all suffer. But I do believe there's going to be an emphasis on the STEM programs going forward. I think the science, technology, math, and engineering programs are going to benefit over the next 2 years. I believe there's going to be a significant emphasis for greater virtual education opportunities at the university level. Good, bad, or indifferent, I think that's where the system is moving as we move forward. And I say to your listeners, don't ever shoot the messenger. Oftentimes the messenger is not the lobbyer of those approaches to various reforms.
I don't want to shoot anybody. I want to do one thing. We've got about 30 seconds left, Ron. How do people get information on Lauren's charity?
Well, thank you very much. The LawrenceKids.org website is a great place to go. My daughter's doing great things. House Bill 1355, which passed and was signed by the governor, makes Florida the truly only mandatory child sexual abuse state in the country. They backed it up with stiff penalties by making it a felony not to report childhood sexual abuse. And if you're a university or a college, public or private or school, and you knowingly and willfully fail to report childhood sexual abuse at either the university administration level or your police prosecutorial levels, it's not only coupled with felony penalties, but $1 million fines. It would shut down the situation that has occurred at Penn State, Syracuse, and Citadel. At the end of the day, I appreciate the question, but if people go to LawrenceKids.org website, there's just a wealth of information and programs that people can access.
Ron Book, helping us on every level in our state, our community, and the world. I want to thank you so much. You'll be in studio next time, I promise. Thanks as always, Ron Book.
Thank you so very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Be well. We'll be right back after this short break with Josh Hare, the UM stem cell expert.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to our University of Miami segment. And remember, the University of Miami Health System, that's somebody we call UHealth on our show. And today, UHealth's guest is Josh Hare, MD. Dr. Hare is the Lewis Lemberg Professor and Director in the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute, the ISCI, at the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. Dr. Hare is an expert in cardiovascular medicine, and he specializes in heart failure, myocardial infarction, which I only know that from watching ER on TV, how to say that one, inflammatory diseases of the heart, and heart transplantation. I hope I never need to visit you for that. He is one of the world's pioneers in stem cell therapy for heart attack and heart failure, and currently sees patients from throughout the world for evaluation on his new experimental therapy, which the gentleman just sent us the email about. Dr. Hare is the founding director of the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute, an institute devoted to the field of regenerative medicine. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, talk to us about stem cell therapy and the advances that are being made today. And I think that there may be a misnomer out there that stem cells only come from the things that the Republicans are against, and they're just stirring it up. So help us clear some things up.
Jim, that's absolutely correct. A stem cell is a cell that can divide and turn into a different kind of cell. So stem cells are everywhere, and I think that's the biggest discovery we've made in the science in the last 10 years, is that there are stem cells in our bone marrow and even in our fat tissue. More importantly, we have stem cells in our own organs, and the thing we're working on and most excited about at the Institute are cardiac stem cells that we make from our own hearts. embryos are a very rich and powerful source of stem cells, but we are barely using embryonic stem cells in our research. Specifically, we're not using them to test any treatments, and that's really the issue that was controversial. So we're much more interested in adult stem cells right now.
Well, it sounds to me, and I'm just a layman, that if you're finding stem cells in organs, then maybe is that how they regenerate and repair themselves?
That absolutely. Now, the issue is we didn't believe in medicine that organs could regenerate themselves. In fact, we thought that we were different from lizards and fish. We couldn't regenerate ourselves. But in fact, we really can.
Okay, well, talk to us a little bit about the stem cell advances that are being made today.
So we've worked for a number of years, and the email from Pete Harrison was about our use of bone marrow stem cells. So we've for years been taking bone marrow samples from patients or donors, by the way. This can also work from donors. And we amplify out of those bone marrow samples cells that are called mesenchymal stem cells. Again, a stem cell can divide and turn into another type of cell. So the bone marrow mesenchymal stem cells are stem cells. When we injected those stem cells into patients' hearts, we've started to uncover evidence that they can actually cause injured hearts to repair. And so that's been a major advance in the field, and we hope to test this sufficiently for the Food and Drug Administration to approve this one day.
Well, then, as an expert in cardiovascular medicine, can you tell us about the use of stem cells in that area specifically?
Yeah, so the biggest problem, the biggest killer in the United States right now is heart attack. People have heart attacks, a part of their heart muscle dies, turns into a scar, and that's a permanent injury, or at least we've considered it a permanent injury up until now. But by taking the mesenchymal stem cells, we've shown that we can reduce the scar and heal the injury. Now, we've made another new discovery that's very exciting, which is that the heart also has cardiac stem cells, and we think that the cardiac stem cells are a much more powerful way to heal the injury from a heart attack.
Now, hold on right there. I have a friend of mine who, a number of years ago, this is the guy that prompted me to get the cardiac stress test, and I came out fine. I'm okay, everybody. But he had had a bad toothache one day, took some aspirin. Then when he went in to have a workup for other surgery, they found out that he had had a heart attack and that he had lost one-third of his heart. Is that something that can be repaired now?
That's exactly the target we're after with the stem cell therapy. So people lose a huge amount of their contracting heart muscle, and what happens is that the heart, which is like a compact football, blows up like a balloon. That's the problem that causes heart failure, a problem called sudden cardiac death where people just drop dead. And so, in fact, that's our target. That's what we're after. We're trying to make that better.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know if he'd qualify for your program because he has other issues, but we'll talk about that. This is one of my most beloved friends, and I want him in your program if we could ever work that out. Now, what does stem cell therapy mean in terms of the future and evolution of medicine as we know it? I mean, it sounds like you've got some incredible stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, we really think that this is transformative. Just the way that antibiotics were transformative about 100 years ago, this is a new approach to treating diseases that we consider to have unmet needs. We don't have things that can reduce the size of a heart attack or a stroke or restore a kidney back to normal or back to functioning. So we're thrilled at the prospect of using cells to treat diseases and to heal injuries that are presently not healable.
Well, you're talking about a wide spectrum of things. We've only talked about the heart. What are some of the other ongoing trials in the UHealth system? And remember, we call UHealth, but it's really the University of Miami medical system and health system. What are some of the ongoing things at the UHealth system for stem cell therapy in various areas of medicine?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm glad you asked that. We believe that the same stem cells that can reduce a heart attack can also reduce a stroke. So I'm working with a colleague named Dilip Yavagal, who runs the Stroke Treatment Center at UHealth. And we're testing whether or not the same cells in the heart can also reduce the size of a stroke. We're very excited about that. We're using stem cell therapies to heal wounds in the skin that are presently not healing.
A cell, right?
A cell.
Is that something you're using? Have you ever heard? My wife had some type of A cell stuff. She had a wound that wasn't healing.
No, that's different.
Okay.
That's different from cell-based therapy per se. So cell-based therapy uses cells, and we – so basically we're –
sorry, I didn't mean to get you off. Okay. I just thought I scored again and knew something that a layman wouldn't know. I always try to be smarter than I am. Sorry.
You know, what you're going to hear about, and this, I'm sure this is going to come up on your show again, everybody is excited about this, and from a marketing perspective. Everybody's trying to come up with a cell-based therapy now, but I think people need to be careful and go to reputable programs like UHealth that are really doing reputable science and using the cells that we think are the best cells to heal an injury or a disease.
Yes, actually, my wife got the cell-based surgery at UHealth, and it was not available to her at the hospital she had gone to prior to. So it's very interesting. Now, how would somebody know if they qualify for stem cell therapy? I hope you're listening out there, buddy.
I think that people can reach out to us on our website or call us or email us. There's going to be a huge amount of information going forward available, and getting information, as you point out, is one of the most crucial things. So if you think you've got a disease that could be treated by stem cells, just get on the web and try to find information, but contact reputable programs like the Stem Cell Institute at the University of Miami. We are, by the way, one of the largest translational programs in the United States.
Now, translational programs, now that's a kind of fancy way of saying you can take it from the research lab and apply the direct new technology.
Absolutely. We call it bench to bedside research, or research that takes a concept into the clinic. But that's absolutely correct, because it's so important with medical discoveries to translate them. We have a whole program around educating the next generation of science in translational research, and there's been a big gap in that previous. But we've really focused at the Stem Cell Institute on translation because it's so important for people. We want to make it as rapid as possible.
Now, we're here with Josh Hare, MD. Josh is the Lewis Lemberg Professor and Director of Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. Josh, how does somebody get a hold of you specifically if they wanted to talk about cardiac stem cell treatment?
I think the best thing is to send me an email at jhare@med.miami.edu. I'll pass along that email to the appropriate person, and somebody will be back in touch with you. Or find us on the web by just Googling stem cell at the University of Miami.
Now, what can we expect to see from UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, the ISCI, the Institute of the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute at UHealth, and the Miller School of Medicine in the coming years? There's got to be some really, really cool stuff on the horizon.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. And we are gearing up to take these ideas into every organ system. We're so excited about this. I'm working with 15 departments at the Miller School at UHealth, trying to engage every disease area to get involved in regenerative medicine. Specifically, we're very focused on a program for vision. I'm working with Jeff Goldberg from Bascom-Palmer to try to come up with stem cells that can heal vision loss, hearing, bone disease, skin disease, lung disease, kidney disease, brain disease. You name it, we're going to apply our ideas about regenerative medicine and cell-based therapy to just about every problem that you can imagine, specifically the problems that are presently have unmet need, that are presently not well treated by other conventional means.
Well, I saw that they got multiple sclerosis sort of under control. I'm hoping that you can get some of these other real mean, nasty things under control. What do you think the next thing is up on the horizon? What's the next thing that we'll be able to put a pencil through the line and grind through it and think we've got it done?
I think that stroke is going to be has a huge unmet need, and one in which we've already started to see results in the laboratory. If we can fix the brain after a stroke or reduce the size of a stroke, that's just going to be huge. That's going to lead us into other diseases of the brain, other very serious problems like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, things that are really devastating to people right now and are diseases of loss of cells. So that's why cell-based therapy ought to work. We replace or regenerate missing tissues.
Yeah, I saw a special about the genetic marking for the specific diseases you were talking about, since that they were so easily found to be easy to identify on the chromosome because of the missing thing. And now I guess they were talking about coming at it from the cellular level. I guess you're coming at the DNA level. You're coming at it from the cellular level.
Right. And think about coupling those two ideas together. If you can predict ahead of time who's going to get a disease or how a person's going to do, then you can prepare stem cells for them in advance. This is actually another big project that we have, particularly with heart disease. We've developed genetic markers that can help tell us whether a patient's going to be alive or dead in 5 years. We can target the stem cell therapy to the patient who's going to do the worst.
How come the world doesn't know about this?
Then more people need to come on your show.
I'm telling you, this is amazing stuff. We got to make sure this gets everywhere. Johnny, you better be tweeting your fingers off about this. Doctor, one more time, if people want to find out about you, get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Email is best, jhair@med.miami.edu, or on the web, just Google us at Stem Cell Institute, University of Miami, and we will come right up.
Josh Hare, MD, thank you for coming on the show and bringing us a glimpse of the future. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, America, we are back, and we are back with Dr. Victor Franks. We're going to talk about rebooting your energy. This is my last time giving a fist bump to Dr. Franks here locally. He's going to go back to the mountains, and then I'm going to have to go, hi, from the mountaintops.
I'm off again.
Once again,
it starts raining every day, gets hot and muggy, I'm out.
Yeah, I know. And let's let FHP know that you'll be out of the state of Florida before noon, whatever day it is you leave.
I leave under the cover of darkness.
There you go. So what do you got for me in our last segment live, Dr. Victor Franks?
I want to just recap my reboot camp because, you know, once again, people need it. People, and I feel it's time. I spent years preparing my property, and it's time to share a paradise. And this is Paradise Valley, and it's aptly named. And I also, it's not, I mean, you won't be getting 10 minutes a week of what I'm talking about. You're going to get 12 hours a day of the distillation of my knowledge, along with having all the fun things I got planned.
Well, one thing I enjoy about your knowledge is the fact that I'm disappointed when you leave because you teach me all these new exercises and techniques to keep myself healthy, and my body almost cries the last time it sees you. But I know that you'll call me, that you're going to give me all my good vitamins and minerals to keep me healthy, to keep my weight off, to help me feel healthy and energetic. And that's what it's all about. And We had Lolly on last week talking about how people need to get out, get a break, and change their daily routines just to refresh in themselves, and that's what this is all about.
This is exactly what it's all about. It's to get you so completely out of your normal day-to-day anything, and on every level, like on the physical level, I'm going to actually teach you how to get out of physical pain. You know, specifically my Aqua Stretch Kinetics, the weightless stretching in the water, but we might even delve into my Chinese cupping. There's no telling.
No, let me tell you something right now is that people don't realize that this really works, but I was starting to have very, very significant, what's that called? Carpal tunnel syndrome. And what you did was you taught me how to grab my arm in just the right spot, just the right way. And I got to tell you, it's freaking gone. And it only took like 2 or 3 weeks. I was sitting here doing the exercise while I was telling him.
Yeah, well, it's you know, there's some really basic things that, you know, and, you know, this, if you look at the itinerary on my website, it shows you all the things we're going to do. But in the meantime, when I'm spending all this time with you, of course, I'm going to be talking about all manner of things that isn't, you know, on the itinerary, because you know how I get on my tangents. And there's, you know, it's going to be a lot of things you can learn.
Look, it's your Max Mello. Okay, it's going to be very Larry laid back. I know Larry just drove off the road when I said that, but it'll be very Larry laid back. It'll be terrific. And, for Larry, I just wanted you to know, Larry, we got an email that said you did a great job, so well done. But, Victor, so when are these events occurring? When are the programs set? Because you're only going to have a limited number of them, and there's only going to be a limited number of people in each one.
That's only 8 per session, because I feel like...
6 at one, because me and Vivian are going
exactly
to one.
Okay. Or maybe even Johnny Irish. There's no telling.
Yeah, well, he's going to drive his Lamborghini up there.
Right.
Larry's Lamborghini. That's right.
It used to be no speed limit in Montana, but those days are gone. But another thing, you know, there's a lot, not just physical pain. There's a lot of emotional pain out there. And my flower life that I build, it generates its own energy field. But what I do, I make these flower essences in the middle of it, and I'll teach you how to make flower essences. And I call it 21st century psychotherapy, because it seems crazy, I know, but just every flower, depending which one you use, they all have their signature in what they do to heal emotional pain. So instead of taking psychotropic drugs or something, you know, these horrible things, you can take a distillation of a flower and actually fix you.
Well, wait, get me a couple of gallons of that stuff, Victor.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here to tell you, they work.
I know they do, because you gave me the one that takes away colds, and I had that 3 week cold thing.
Oh, that's just a whole nother thing.
You knocked the, you know what, out of it.
That's...
Can I say snot on the radio?
Sure.
It knocked the snot out of my cold.
Well, this is for emotional stuff. That's another thing where we go hiking in the Rocky Mountains, and I show you the medicinal herbs, and we can pick those and make our own medicines for the physical aspect. But I was talking about the emotional. But, you know, I'm trying to cover all the bases on this 3-day workshop. And the thing is, it's only 3 days, even though I could probably do it for a week. But I want people to have the option to fashion a Yellowstone National Park vacation around it, because I'm only 30 miles away. And, of course, I'll alert you to all the local things that most people don't even know about. Like, for instance, right down the road's a petrified forest, and which the only thing I worry about is that there's a lot of grizzly bears in the area.
Well, maybe they'll get petrified of me, and they won't know. Now, Victor, if people want to go, we've only got a couple of minutes. I want to give out the information, wait another minute, and then give it out again so people can get the information or go get a pencil. But right now, we're going to talk about how to sign up or get involved with the situation.
It's the AskDrFranks.com, and the whole itinerary, the 3-day breakdown of what we're actually going to be doing.
ASK, Dr. FRANCS.
Right, and no dot after the doctor.
Okay, doctor.
And, you know, we're also going to do what I like to call, you know, getting into an altered state naturally, which a lot of people go, what, naturally? How do you do that? I thought you had to do drugs or alcohol. No, you can actually get to these really rarefied states and do it.
I've been there.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have, but that's what it's designed to do, whether it's the aqua bliss in the water or the restorative yoga that we're going to do every day, or the sweat lodge, or as one of your favorites, the Tibetan healing bowls, the sonic healing. And I might even, if I'm feeling up to it, get my Indian cedar flute and play some Indian flute along with some the Indian drums, which are, you know, very meditative in their own right.
One more time, how do they find out the info, Doc?
AskDrFranks.com.
Oh, you'll be glad you did. You're the best, Dr. Victor Franks. One more fist bump live in the studio. We're going to get the rest of it for the next 6 months from the
ethers,
from the high mountains in Paradise Valley. And now we're going to have our positive energy minute with Lolly Green MSW. Lolly, are you out there?
Oh, yes, Jim.
All right, Lolly, what are we talking about today?
Okay, well, as individuals, we all have busy lives. We have a job, a hobby, friends, intimate personal relationships, spouse, children, parents, all of which are very important parts of our lives. So why would we think about or want to be part of a community? It's about community. First, what is a community? Well, one type is the neighborhood in which we live, an apartment building, a suburban street filled with single-family homes, etc. Secondly, there's the community of religious belief. If we are admittedly proud of our culture and religion, it brings us pride and pleasure to share that with co-members. It can be, to some extent, a gym where we do our exercise. The extended groups that offer memberships to those in our line of work, a women's group, a fraternal organization, a shared interest group. The obvious value of this is the shared benefits provided by these groups. They sometimes offer travel opportunities with the group, holiday celebrations as a group, and they minister to us when we win honors or lose someone in our family. If someone is ill or injured, they come to visit us to offer assistance and support. None of us can get through this demanding life of ours alone. We all need encouragement and support, more at special times than on a daily basis. So when tragedy or trauma strikes us or our loved ones, it means a great deal for someone to step forward, put an arm over our shoulder, and let us know that they're there if we should need them. Maybe this is one of the greatest gifts we can offer to a member of our residential, work, or faith community. So stop and think, are you connected? Some of us rarely think about this, and the need for the help comes unexpectedly. Make sure you contribute in terms of action to a greater community. Get in touch with your neighbors, co-workers, and if it means something to you, your cultural or religious community. It will add a dimension to the quality of your life. It will be there when you need it most. And give your verbal or behavioral support to others. It shows the level of a man or woman you really are. You'll feel good about it. Remember, we're talking about positive energy here.
That was terrific. Thank you so much for the positive energy. And I do think that there's nothing more important than a kind word from somebody that you respect.
Very good. You're absolutely right.
All right. We'll be right back after this short break with the rest of Freed on Business. Stick with us.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to thank all of our guests today. I want to thank Ron Book. I want to thank Larry Zinn. I want to thank Josh here from U Health. Of course, Victor Franks and Lolly Green MSW. Next week, we're going to have for our U Health guest, Dr. Patricia Junquera, MD. Dr. Junquera is a psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse. So after a long weekend, you'll definitely want to hear her. So I'd like to take 1 second and talk about the high cost of health care. You know, it's continuing to spiral out of control. Obamacare hasn't really brought it under control. And now we find out that Miami-Dade County is the place for the highest health care costs, probably because we have fraud everywhere. But it's high everywhere. It's something that we have to do something about right away. And how are we going to do it when people don't get along in our state governments and everybody thinks everybody else's solution is wrong? The solutions aren't wrong. You're wrong. We need to get along to get along. So please do that now. I'd like to thank our sponsors at UHealth, at DataCorp, of course, the Associates in Business, Lolly Green MSW, my man Johnny, Social Media 305, Dr. Victor Franks, the NFL Alumni Association, the UF Bergstrom Center, and Nathan Collier MSRE program. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. You heard Lolly talking about community. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Follow us on Twitter, at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. You can find me on Facebook. You can look me up on LinkedIn. We've got a YouTube channel. You'll love the stuff on that. Website, our websites get thousands of hits each week. Come join us and contribute. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com. In a few days, if Juan gets it to me soon enough, maybe even this weekend. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5. Again, we'll have our UHealth guest, Dr. Patricia Junquera, MD. We're going to talk to her about drug and alcohol abuse in the workplace. Make sure you're there. I'm sure there's somebody in your office that could benefit from our conversation. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack.